So good morning, everyone. Welcome. Glad y'all could be here today. My name is Chuki. For those of you who haven't been here before, just want to say a couple of things about what to expect. Any minute now, Geshe-la, our teacher, will be arriving. And when he comes in, we all stand out of respect for the teachings. Some of us will make prostrations, but don't feel at all like you need to do that. If you have anything that might make noise, it'd be great if you could put it on mute for the next hour or so. We'll be saying some prayers out of the Gold Prayer Book. If you're on a chair, it'll be behind you. On the pews, it's at the end of the pews, so you can kind of pass them down. And I'll do my best to let you know what page we're on so that it won't be too confusing. And there's just a few of them that we say at the beginning. Sometimes we say them at the end, and sometimes Geshe-la does the dedication for us. So while we're waiting on Geshe-la, I'm going to read the prayer list. And if you're so inclined, just keep these folks in mind today. So prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Anne McNeil, Sarah Askew, Dr. Merrill Harmel, Catherine Ludwig, Francis Myers, Julia Sanchez, Allie the dog, and Pema the cat. And for job search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim K. Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, and Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being, Kabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltsen, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, the family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., the Black family, Carol Bowers, Stephen Terry Bull, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Drolma, Jerry Eastler. Okay, so in the Gold Prayer Books, if you turn to page 183, we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, and we'll recite this three times. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta turn to page 34. We'll recite the Four Immeasurables in English. May all beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then if you turn the page, the bottom of page 37, we'll do the same prayer, the Four Immeasurables, in Tibetan. Sam Chen Tom Chen Da two mantras down below. We'll do Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's 7. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. To tari to re so
introduce yourself to each other, so thereafter they will do some meditations. Okay. Hello, Mike. This is Gizgare. So, remember where we stopped? Thank you. So we'll begin with the . silent meditation, maybe 10 minutes or 10 minutes. Let's see. So we'll begin with the silent meditation. So I already explained, you know, there's a number of times, like different types of meditation that you can do. So meditation means, you know, making mind familiar with something, familiar with something that we have not been familiar. So now when I say silent meditation, so so I learned this term when I came to America, so I don't know this term, silent meditation monastery. So anyway, so there's not such a thing called silent meditation, but I don't know why I said this. There's like, you know, review meditations, there's like analytical meditations, there's concentration meditations, so that's what it's called. When you concentrate, this called concentration meditation called jogom. Engaging into one object rather than many objects, engaging in one object. That's called concentration meditation. Review meditations, then you know that you are reviewing something in your mind by heart. One way to keep your mind, focus, rather than, going all over the place. So see, now then, analytical meditations, then you, when you are reviewing some materials in your mind, so then you pick up specific topic, so then you analyze. For example, what is self? What is self? Then you analyze, what is self? You analyze. What is impermanent? What is emptiness? What is compassion? Then you analyze. That's called analytical meditation. So then once you analyze, then you understand, then you're trying to gain not just understanding, intellectual understanding, also try to gain experiential understanding. Experiential understanding means next time when you think about the topic, it means something deep rather than just mere knowledge. So then you gain experience, then experience go deeper and deeper, So then what you call realization, then with very little effort, you can just think about that topic, very little effort. It comes up without much effort. So when I say, silent meditations, so I want you to know, because there's no such a thing called silent meditation. What I mean is, when I say silent meditation means need to make our mind quiet. So now you know what is required. One way you can do review something in your mind. That's one way to do. Another thing is you can pick up certain object, then you can concentrate. That's one way to silent our mind. Or maybe analyze something. So this is the number of the three different ways that you can make your mind silent. So other than that, it's quite challenge. It's not easy, not difficult. It's difficult. It's not easy. So you are welcome to review. If you have something to review, welcome to review. So that also very much based on the size of the materials. So you can sit there like a couple of hours, no problem. If your materials that you are reviewing in your mind is like big, you can sit there easily a couple of hours. So not just reviewing, but review at the same time thinking of the meaning. Reviewing the gentle word, or maybe saying gentle word, the same time reflecting on the gentle meaning of the gentle word. So then that become meditation. Meditation does not mean you just sit there, do nothing. Even the animal can sit. It's not that big deal. Just sitting. This is just called sitting positions. This is called sitting position. That's how you sit when you meditate. This is not really meditation. Meditation is happening in the mind. That's meditation. So Well, you can just watch your breath. If you are very fast time, you can watch your breath. Out, in, one. Out, in, that's two. Out, in, that's three. You can count 21, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, 1,000, million, something like that. We have to have some technique to keep our mind quiet. No, otherwise, just sit there. It's not going to be quiet, no? So we all know, you know, I know, we all know. So need some technique to do that, you know, to how to tie that elephant. No, this elephant needs to be tied. Somehow needs to be tied. Or to keep, you know, keep it yourself, to keep. So this is not that easy to keep the elephant, you know. So so that to tie that elephant, you know, first to recognize, then tie. Then mindfulness is like rope, you know. Mindfulness is like rope. Object is like what you call hitching post. Hitching post, that's where you tie. Because this elephant is always outward. Outward, not inward, outward. Makes sense? It's always looking out. So that's why the energy been wasted, energy been imbalanced, energy been imbalanced because the thought. Thought does always go out, goes not just out to one object, it goes so many different things, you know. So we never learn how to concentrate. When you concentrate, that balance, mind become flexible. Mind doesn't become tight, mind become flexible. Well balanced, there's a number of different ways you can say. Less room means, you know, you can do, it's like almost mind becomes almost like athletic body. Body, very flexible, no? No, how you say, tense? Yeah, not tense, very flexible. So the energy that mind rides on, the energy that mind, every thought that rides on energy, every thought that comes with energy, you cannot separate. No, we can at the moment we can't separate because unless we die, no, then automatically separate. So before that, no, it is hard to separate them. So every thought, you know, that comes with energy. So whether the energy becomes useful or waste or not useful, it very much depends on your thought. So minute we start to concentrate, that's the way to balance our energy because it balances our thought. So the very thought that balances the energy that goes through our channels, so then effects, there's positive effect on your physical body. What you can, or you can say health. So then that contributes to mental comfort. So the idea behind that meditation is eventually that will lead to mental pliancy. So then, you know, then all the time there's some kind of joy, some kind of happy. It doesn't matter what you do, what you eat, what you know. Then your happiness not much depend on that. You know, it's very much deep inside. So then, that's why this physical yoga, its idea is to lead, eventually lead this, you know, physical pliancy. That's the whole goal, you know. Yoga means practice, that's all. Yoga doesn't mean physical movement, yoga means practice, no, called nanjur. Nanjur means practice. Oh. So, so that's all I'm going to say before meditation, silent meditation. So, before you become silent, I should say something. So, maybe let's see how long we can meditate. Let's see how long we can meditate. Okay. Oh, just, no, so, okay, one more time, then I'll stop. See, just giving you some idea. When I say object, means mental image. You are not trying to see from your eye, you're trying to see from your mind. Of course, that object needs to be seen before you try to see from your mind. First, you have to see from your eye. So then you create this mental image. Then you stick with that. See? Then that we are learning how to be present, how to be present, how to be within. Easy to say, not that easy to do. So, you know, create some kind of mental image, or maybe, you know, could be you could focus on your breath. You know, that's quite easy way to do. breath, okay, so we see, then we'll start the meditation and see how long we can sit. How's meditation? Good. So one thing that all of us need to remember is the purpose, the power of meditation, or purpose of meditation, is to reduce disturbing thought, reduce negative thought. Huh? So that's very, very important. No? It's not to try to become something. Huh? So, so you know, why you concentrate? Why we concentrate? Because it makes our mind calm and peaceful. That's good. That's good for you. It's good for everybody. Huh? More calm people, peaceful people, the world will be better. Huh? So more religion, more people who believe in religion doesn't guarantee world peace. Huh? So the purpose of meditations, so what we need to understand is the purpose or power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought, such as, you know, so you know, when I say disturbing thought, regarding to other people's belief, regarding to other people's way of life, regarding to their tradition, their culture, so regarding to yourself, so that's the last thing that we need, disturbing thought. That's the last thing. So we don't need any of those. Why? Because these are called mental suffering. So this is very, very important, very important. So if you are thinking about learn meditations, at the same time, it's equally important to understand the power or the purpose of meditations. Huh? Is to reduce disturbing thought. You know? That's why so much suffering has been created by disturbing thought. Hmm? There's, you know, so many times why we don't feel good. You know, why we don't feel good about other people. Why we don't feel good about ourselves. All kinds of things, you know, list goes on and on and on because of disturbing thought. What we call in term, the Buddhist term is called klesha, or afflictions. It's not outside, it's here. It's with ourselves. How long? Very, very long time. Very, very long time. It's not just come yesterday. It's not just come yesterday, you know, it's been there a long time. It will take a long time to get rid of them, it will take a long time. So, with practice, patience, time, it will change. So, that's what we need. We need in the community people with less disturbing thought, that's what we need. So that will definitely guarantee world peace. Peace in the community, peace within family, peace within yourself, that will definitely guarantee. More people saying prayer doesn't guarantee. People have been saying prayer throughout the centuries. Religion institutions exist in the histories. When you look back at the history, so much problems. So much problem right now in the 21st century, so much problem in the world. It's all created by disturbing thought based on such something else. Everybody has reason, you know, when we get upset. So see, the power of meditations is to reduce disturbing thought. That's very, very important to remind yourself. So then with that understanding, if you meditate, you know, more likely you will make some progress. So that disturbing thought is thought. It's not just its object, it's thought. So that thought needs to challenge by another thought, you know, positive thought. So that's why we meditate. You know, so try to generate positive thought. Think something good. You know, think something good. When you think something good, you feel good. When you feel good, you will do good things. Oh? That's all. That's why. That's all. So I'm not encouraging anybody to become Buddhist. I never encourage. Last 16 years, I never encourage anybody to become Buddhist. Oh? So what I suggest, you know, here, last 16 years, that we all should try all our best to reduce our disturbing thought and to develop, you know, loving kindness, compassion towards not just people who come to Kandama Center, towards all living beings, regardless what they believe, what they do, what their cultural background, what they look. Oh, everybody deserves to be loved. Oh. So see, if we recognize that, so that, you know, also requires deeper understanding why, how everybody deserves love, how everybody deserves to be loved. Hmm? Why I should show like love to everybody, why I should show, talk about universal peace, you know, universal compassion, needs to be generated, it has to start somewhere, you know, it's not going to just drop from sky, you know? Everybody has to think. So that's very good, you know, whenever we encounter some problem, if you think, that's the best way to solve, if you think, think. Hmm? Otherwise, you know, not just think. You know, if you just think negative, it's not going to solve. You know, you need to think something positive, especially when we encounter some difficulties. If you can think good, so that's the best. You know, that's the best solutions to solve that. You know, to change the environment, to change the atmosphere through positive thinking. Positive thinking. You know, everything will be different. You know, everything will be different. You know, see. That's why meditation becomes critical. So you're trying to make your mind familiar, you know, with something that you are not familiar. And you put effort. It takes time. Then slow, your mind becomes so familiar, then it becomes piece of cake. It's not a difficult piece of cake. Oh. See? So that's important. Otherwise, why you meditate? Nobody says you have to meditate. I never said you have to meditate. If you meditate, it's beneficial. It's beneficial. Oh. Is beneficial. So meditation, you know, should benefit you. What is the best way to benefit to you? Or what's the best way to contribute to the society, the community? Reduce this negative thought that we have long time. Such as anger, jealousy, pride, arrogant, you know. Judgmental thought, all of this, you know, is unhealthy thought. That's why we are not healthy. We don't mentally, you know, difficulties, you know, a lot of difficulties. So that's quite important, okay, so to remember. So here, so I say, mind is considered as an elephant. Mind is considered as an elephant, oh, very powerful. It's not just weak, it's so powerful. Oh. You can sit here, the same time, your elephant goes around the flea market, looking at the stuff. Then that doesn't, what is good, doesn't. See, now here in this kind, in the jungle, you don't have elephant here. You have only elephant in the room. So I heard this first time. In India, there's elephant not in the room, in the jungle. There's elephant in the jungle, not in the room. Kind of interesting. No? So, Yi Ji Lang Bo, Yi means mind, is considered as elephant. So powerful. Could destroy it. Could, you know, it's like, if that elephant become wild or crazy. Can do so much damage, you know. So, like, see, one people's ideas, that disturbing, very disturbing thought, could be based on economy, or could be based on power, could be based on, you know, like culture, traditions, your belief, could destroy so many lives. It happened in history. It happened. You know, it's not just we are just imagining. It happened in history. So when you think about Second World War, you clearly see that. This is not created by compassion, loving kindness, it's created by disturbing thought. Huh? So, certain thought needs to be trained, you know, So that's why all this is meditation is all about to think positive. Easy to say, but not that easy to do. Think positive. How you can think positive when you see some other human being? How you can think positive? Think positive of that person. Look at that person from the positive point of view. How they can be done? It requires some reason, some knowledge. Without that, no, not easy. So in Buddhism, studying Buddhism does not mean that you have to become Buddhist. No, studying you could learn some technique how to open up. No, why one should open up, and how to open up. What is the benefit? So you know that's why it's called bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. That's badly needed in 21st century. That's badly needed. No, altruistic attitude. May all beings have happiness. May all being living beings have happiness. That's the wish. That's the wish. That's the kind of wish. If each one of us we develop that wish, the world will be better. No, people feel safer. Nobody thinking to hurt anybody. Everybody's thinking about welfare of their. Everybody's thinking about everybody's happiness. Isn't that wonderful? It's not just idea. It can be done. It can be done. You know, through serious thinking. That meditation means serious thinking. Serious thinking process, you know. Try to improve our thinking, our attitude. That's meditation. That's the meaning of meditation. Or you can sit hours and hours at the same time. You can be very mean, very angry. You are just wasting your time. We are just wasting our time. Better to sleep. Better to sleep, you know, to sing a song, dance. Go to the beach, that's much better. Why you just sit there? It's not, you know, you may think, oh, I'm meditating, but you are not meditating. Because the power and purpose of meditation is to reduce, to disturbing thought, you know. If you become more gentle, more compassionate, more patient, more kind, you don't need to meditate. Why you meditate? So that's very, very important, you know, very, very important. So because you choose to come here, so I myself make sure that, you know, I don't waste your time, you know. So I just suggest you something, you know, that's been already been, I'm just here repeating, it's already been taught, that's important, okay. You know? So last week, I take a walk in the Shelly Lake. If you have time to go there, you know, to exercise. Met this very young man, very, very young man. Passed, you know, by smiling. I just smiled back. Then coming back, then he's coming back. Then met again. Smiled, you know. Then they're walking. All of a sudden he came back. And he looked at me and said, Gishgelek. I said, yeah. So he's kind of, you know, he came here. So I asked him, you know, like, how you become interested in Buddhism? How you become interested in Buddhism? I asked him. I didn't ask him, you know, are you Buddhist or not Buddhist, no. He said, and somehow that deeply touched my heart, what he said. He said, you know, he is personally gentle and kind. That's why he is drawn to Buddhist. So, very good, you know, very good. You know, so, if that's the reason why you're drawn to some belief, wonderful, wonderful. You could learn something. So that's exactly, I'm happy to hear, you know, the reason they come here, because they has an associate. That's why he said he associate with what you do at the center. He associate with himself. So that's very good. So that's exactly what we're trying to do, get here every Sunday, maybe read something here, and some meditations. No, goal, ultimate goal is to become better human being. That's all. No more, no less. That's all. Next time when you look at each other, you see, no, something different. No, you don't see there's a mean person, no. Strange person, you know, what do you call, nut? No, nut? I'm not sure what you call nut. So this all changed, you know. I could gain so much just based on that person, you know. I could practice patience. I could show some love. I could show some compassion. Oh. So then that's how you look at each other, you know. I say, Migi Sinjen Tanayang, so. Whenever your eye look at someone, you know, Migi Sinjen Tanayang, Tangshin Champion Sujita, you look at that person out of love, compassion, that's how you look at, oh. Why? Reason why? Because Teda Nila Tenin does. Because I myself, you know, maybe thinking to reach enlightenment, so from Buddhist point of view, that's the highest goal. Huh? So that person has so much offer. Migi Simjeta Nani Tedani Latin and Da Changshin Chambesila. Sincerely, genuinely look at that person as through the eyes of love and compassion. Everything will change. Huh? It's very possible. You could gain so. You could improve so much your thought based on that individual. So, therefore, you should look at the individuals from eyes of, you know, from loving kindness, compassion. If you look at that individual out of anger, you are not going to gain anything at all. You are not going to gain anything. Oh. See. If you are thinking about your mental happiness, you are not gaining anything. You are not going to gain anything at all. Zero, zero. You are not going to gain anything, you know. So, you could gain so much, but you are not going to gain anything. Why? Because of the way you look at that person. So, you are looking at that person from negative mind. What you are going to see, you are going to see just negative, because that's what you are doing. You are just looking at that person from negative point of view. That's everybody, you, me, all of us. Minute we start to look at someone negative mind, what are you going to see? We are going to see something negative, that's all. We are going to end with negative, that's all. That's what we know, that's what we don't need. We all know, intellectually we all know. So, you know, transition, that's how you look at. Or you don't have to look, right? When you look at the Mahatma Gandhi, three monkeys, remember, teaching without word. One monkey is like this. Don't need to look. One monkey is, no. Don't need to say. No. One monkey is like this. Don't need to listen. Don't need to listen. For the beginner, you know. What do you talk here? You talk about space. Space? Space, need space between, I need some space. Oh. That's exactly according to one of the mind training texts, you know. It's so difficult not being free from disturbing thought, then sticking with the object and not able to apply antidote, much better to avoid. That means distant. And then disturbing thought gradually will be weakened. One way to do. Much, you know, how is that? That's why people go to mountains. They meditate. They day and night, they are thinking. They're recharging their mind. They're thinking all day long. They're thinking. Then when they come out of that, then they know more calm, more peaceful. No, this is the result of meditation. So, see. That's what we need. No? We need to look at each other, huh? With positive mind. See, positive mind. Everybody looks good. We all dress well. We take shower. We smell good. Doesn't mean we are good. No, we all have problems. Regardless of what you believe, where you live. We all have issues. We have all problems. So therefore, as I said, we are in this same oceans. From Buddhist point of view, what you call? It's called samsara. Huh? See, in that ocean, just like wave, the wave is very wild. Oh, see, actions. What we say, what we do, what we think, actions of our thinking, actions of our word, physical actions, no actions. No? Then this disturbing thought is like wild wave. Wild, this ocean is not calm, smooth. This ocean, you know, is called samsara. This our, you know, existence, samsara. In that ocean, the wild, the waves, like, not just wave, it's the wild wave of our actions and disturbing thought. And we are carry out, not out carry, you know, up and down, back and forth, all kind of directions, every day, you know, it's just, there's so much, lot of wild waves. In that ocean, there's three types of alligator, or crocodile. I'm not sure which one is more dangerous. Crocodile or alligator? Crocodile, yeah. So crocodile, probably better say crocodile. Three types of crocodile, you know. There's crocodiles like called, so see, first oceans, you know. Here you see the same boat, in Buddhism it says oceans. Oceans. In that oceans, you know, unless you are enlightened, I don't know. Maybe you are all enlightened, I don't know. So unless you are enlightened, so then this calls samsara. See, just recognizing that is like understanding your own existence, I'm going to get sometime in some life, sometime in this life, I'm going to get headache, because I have head. If you don't have head, you'll never get headache, never ever get headache. So I have this body, sometime, you know, it's going to be fall apart. It's not going to be like this forever. It's going to change. This nature of this body is not. We have to understand what's the nature of this body. It's not like something that you wish to get sick. No. Nobody wants to get sick. No. So because of that, samsara, studying about samsara, learning about samsara is learning about existence. So then, so much unrealistic expectations automatically reduce. So we are not going to be happy all the time. Why? This is samsara. See? Yeah, we all wish, you wish, I wish, be happy all the time. That's not going to happen. If you really wish that, you have to liberate yourself from samsara. Then you will be happy all the time. Means completely free from disturbing thought. That's the cause. That's the cause of all the, you know, sufferings. So ego, attitude, my way, highway. So in Argentina, what they say, take or leave. That attitude, no, is considered as a chronic disease, needs to be healed. Longest we have that, we have chronic disease. We are never going to feel healthy. That's why altruistic attitude, better, much better, you know. I say, the minute you start to think happiness of other living beings, your happiness begin. Your true happiness start. Minute you start to thinking about happiness of other living beings, that's called altruistic attitude. So see, in this wild wave, that's why I'm going back to the point. So oceans, you know. Three crocodiles, what you call, one is called suffering. There's one crocodile, suffering of change. Second crocodile, the third crocodile is hard to recognize. What you call suffering of pervasive. pervasive suffering. Make sense? Pervasive. That means everybody has problem. Everybody, president of this country, has problems. Bill Gates has problem too. Bill Gates, because our understanding of suffering doesn't go deep. Therefore, we have difficulties to show compassion to George Bush. See, everybody has problems. So recognize that. That's why we should. Is possible. You can open up your heart. Compassion means you observe some kind of difficulties. You observe some kind of difficulties that people are going through. So then you feel sympathy. Then that's compassion, you know. Love, loving kindness. Somebody struggling to reach happiness, to get something for sake of happiness. So then you support. That's love. Love does, love goes much deeper. Love means to help somebody who's struggling to get something for the sake of happiness, and you help them. That's love. Somebody suffering, then you free them from that suffering. That's compassion. So in that third crocodile described, there's everybody has problems. Doesn't matter how you look, how well you dress, how good you smell. Doesn't matter. You still have no problem. Doesn't mean they're free, free from suffering. So we are in the same boat. Same boat. They are saying in Tibetan, Kowa kapge tsemo la devan namen yomai. Kowa kapge tsemo. If you sit on the tip of needle, yeah, that's going to be pain. You can say, oh, there's pain. Yeah, of course there's pain, because you are sitting on the tip of a needle. Sometimes it's like this. One day is good, another day is not feeling good. So then this and that. Sometimes it's like tip of needle. Just recognizing that helps also reduce so much expectations, unrealistic expectations. So everybody wants to be happy. Everyone wants to feel good. So therefore, I think, as I said last night, Friday night in the class. We have to do something. Why we don't do something? You are not just going to feel good for doing nothing. Right? We have to do something. Why we don't do? In order to feel something good, you have to do something. Otherwise, you are not going to just feel good just doing nothing. But then otherwise, everybody feel good all the time. So that's why meditation help. Thinking good help. Positive thinking will help, because you are doing something. That helps. So I have not much experience, but I have little experience. Being a monk last 35 years, little experience. I can explain. I cannot share. Yeah, if I could share, I would definitely share. I could not share. You have to do something to feel good, feel useful. Meaningful, useful, next time when you go to India or Nepal, you go to Dharamsala, if you possible, go to them. And the mountain, there's many, many hermit, monks, nuns. Talk to them, go talk to them. Same human being like us. They don't have four hands, they have two hands, they have two eyes, So talk to them. They're just human beings, different race. Most of them are Tibetan, but it doesn't matter. It's Tibetan, American, doesn't matter. We are human beings. And talk to them and see, look around how they live. Material-wise, they are very, very little. And then talk to them and see how they feel. And please also visit the nursing home. Go there, talk to these people. Then come here and go here, nursing home here, in your country, the most developed country in the earth, America. Go there, talk to these people. See what's the difference. May you remember? Yeah, I took the magnets, and Julie John, now she's not here. I purposely, intentionally took them to visit nursing home in that part of the world. See, do people look like miserable? No. No.
They're very happy. They're in those homes to live the rest of their lives here. They're in homes to die.
Oh, sorry. Then I don't know that. So anyway, not because they're all doing drugs over there. Right? So there, what do they do as a Tibetan? What do you do? You know, whole culture is based on Buddhism, and it's very, very, how you say, generally speaking, very, very spiritual beings. You know, Tibetan people, generally speaking, very spiritual. You know, very devoted to spiritual the practice. So instead of just seeing here, you know, so I thought, well, maybe I just took there to let them see with their own eye. What happened? No, why that's different? You know, material wise, you have so much here, so much better facility. There's no air conditioning. There's no heat. You know, flies everywhere. You know, there. Why they look so happy? It's all here. It's all here. And think it's not outside. It's here. No? So. So we need to feel, whether we are young, old, doesn't matter. We have to do something to feel good. We all need to do something good. I'm not asking you to, I'm not ordering. No, I'm just telling you, you know, in order to feel good, yeah, everybody wish. You have wish, nothing wrong. I wish to feel good all the time, but that's not going to happen if I do nothing. I have to do something, you know, something. Whatever you call daily practice or some kind of meditation, every day. Because this elephant never take break. Elephant is going to be there all the time. So therefore, we should not take break from doing something. No? Because this is like permanent roommate. Permanent roommate, see. So make sure that roommate is happy. How to train the roommate, very important. So then meditation so become, you know, critical. As wisdom liberates, wisdom liberates, not just by a simple wish. Wisdom liberates, needs wisdom. So then wisdom, no knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. So therefore, in Buddhism, so much emphasis on, you have to study rather than just accept. You have to analyze. Every thing taught by Buddha, you have to analyze, ask questions, analyze. If you find something, then you can expect, no? Gelo tagam chenam ji seje dave seshindus. Buddha said, all the audience here, and everybody, gelo tagam chenam ji, all the scholars, seje dave seshindus. When you buy gold, when you buy a gold, you analyze, you cut, make sure the gold's pure, you burn them, you cut them, make sure there's nothing inside hiding, rub, make sure they don't mix anything. That's how you define pure gold. When that piece of metal that passed 3 tests, then you accept that as a pure gold. Then you got pure gold. Not like something that looks like gold doesn't mean it's gold. Maybe something inside you never even know. Seje dave seshin to lekba tala ngayi kas means analyze exactly like that. When you buy a gold, the way you analyze, metal needs to be passed 3 tests. Similarly, you analyze my teachings. Buddha give us full authority to questions, to analyze. Why? Because this is very, very important. It's not just for, this is for your happiness. This is very important, no? Never than Langwar Chinese. Then after that, accept. Not out of respect. No good, not out of respect. Kuchi means not out of respect. Not out of respect. Out of reason. So, down the road, much better, out of reason. No? So, so see now, so I'm not sure you can know. So that's why, if you're interested in some meditation, it's good, it's beneficial, it's beneficial. Everybody, you know, needs to do something, or and here, if you are more interested, there's many class here. The Discovering Buddhism and another one.
Buddhism in a Nutshell.
It's all taught by Americans. So you come here, so you learn, you know. So you don't really accept, you learn and see, maybe, you know, it will help. It will help to bring more, you know, different perspective about life, different perspective about, you know, happiness, different perspective is necessary, different perspective about, you know, then things will change out, you know, through thinking or perception, different perceptions, okay? So with that, then probably I will stop, not going to read anything from this book, supposed to read something from this book. So the next sessions, I will read. So, yeah, I will maybe dedicate. Actually, I'm not playing hooky. I say playing hooky, no, because it's time to stop. So 10:05, okay. If there's some time, then definitely I will read. Now time is finished. So there's another class. Oh.
Okay, so if you look in the prayer books again on page 246, may all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, attain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then if you turn back one page, we'll do the long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then the bottom of the next page, the prayer for Ken Rinpoche. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to 244 for the prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunas' victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then we'll recite seven green Tara's mantras for Geshe Gelug's long, happy, healthy life.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you, yeah. Have a nice weekend, enjoy this beautiful weather, yeah. Mm-hmm.